Imelda Williams is a politician from the American state of Arizona. She was over the age of 40 when she was first elected to public office. She says some people did not believe she could do her job. Williams says those people did not trust her abilities because she is a woman. She said the people who worked for her acted like, in her words, "You probably don't understand. This is probably too overwhelming. There are too many subjects." Williams says she dealt with the situation by proving those people wrong. She has been an elected official for more than 20 years. But even today, she says, reporters do not treat her the same way they treat male public officials. She says reporters talk about her shoes, her hair, and her age. They do not make note of such things when they write about men in similar positions, she says. Williams adds, "What really irritates me is when it's a woman who's written the article." Debbie Walsh directs the Center for American Women and Politics at Rutgers University in New Jersey. She says female politicians continue to battle stereotypes, unfair and untrue beliefs about groups of people. The difficulty begins with stories about what female politicians look like, what they wear, and how they speak. Walsh says that during the last U.S. presidential election, candidate Hillary Clinton received criticism for not smiling enough. But male candidates did not smile much either, says Walsh. Neither does current U.S. President Donald Trump, she adds. The attention given to how female candidates look, instead of what they will do if elected, hurts their chances of winning, Walsh says. She notes that men are usually believed to be qualified and capable of holding public positions. But women have to fight hard to be taken seriously. Some female candidates face threats that men do not. Activist Erin Schrode ran for office in California in 2016. She said people attacked her online. They made sexual remarks. Some said she only had her job because she was good-looking. Others said no one would vote for her because she was not good-looking enough. Bias against female politicians does more than just hurt the chances of the women themselves. Society loses when women do not have power to make decisions for the public, says Arizona official Felda Williams. Women have compassion, Williams says, and not only for people, she adds. I think that's all missing if it's just left up to men, she says. Erin Schrode agrees. She says the public needs all voices, including those of women, to make good decisions.